yet another huge anti-government march this Sunday as the city struggles with its worst crisis in recent history. Sunday's rally is the seventh week in a row that protesters gathered en masse. The initial protests were over a now suspended bill that would have allowed extradition to mainland China. Now protesters have expanded their demands to include the resignation of city leader Carrie Lam, an independent inquiry into police tactics, and a permanent withdrawal of the extradition bill. Alec McWhorter, a senior bomb disposal officer, says police in Hong Kong raided a homemade explosives manufacturing lab ahead of another weekend of protests in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory.
This is an extremely sensitive and extremely powerful high explosive. It will cause exceptional amounts of damage when used. It is also very unstable.
Police have fired tear gas and rubber bullets to control the crowds while the Hong Kong parliament was trashed by protesters, the most serious challenge to Beijing's rule. Since the territory was handed over in 1997, tens of thousands gathered in Hong Kong Saturday to voice support for the police and call for an end to the violence. Health officials say an oppressive heat wave that has blanketed large swaths of the United States has contributed to the deaths of at least six people. Various news outlets have reported heat-related deaths in the states of Maryland, Arizona, and Arkansas. The National Weather Service warned a dangerous heat wave paired with high humidity in the United States over the weekend could quickly cause heat stress or heat stroke if precautions are not taken. Events were canceled throughout the nation, from festivals and concerts and sporting events. This is VOA News. Global tensions continue to mount over Iran's seizure of a British-flagged oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz, with Britain issuing a stern warning to Tehran and the Islamic Republic maintaining the seizure was a reciprocal move. Britain's Foreign Office said Saturday it summoned Iran's in London one day after British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt said Tehran may be choosing a dangerous path of illegal and destabilizing behavior, and warned Britain's reaction will be considered but robust. Iran's powerful Guardian Council said Saturday the seizure was in response to Britain's participation in the capture 2 weeks ago of an Iranian oil tanker transporting more than 2 million gallons of Iranian crude oil near the British territory of Gibraltar on Spain's southern coast. A council spokesman said that the rule of reciprocal action is well known in international law and that Iran's seizure was justifiable given the illegitimate economic war and seizure of oil tankers. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence helped mark the 50th anniversary of humanity's first moon landing at the Apollo 11 launch site, the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
Vice President Mike Pence says the Apollo 11 moon landing brought together the nation.
And for one brief moment, all the people of the world were truly one.
That was a sentiment also expressed by European Space Agency astronaut Luca Parmitano before he marked the anniversary by blasting off to the International Space Station aboard a Russian rocket.
And liftoff.
In an interview with NASA TV, Parmitano says those first steps were momentous, even for an Italian boy born 6 years after the most recent moon mission.
It changed humanity forever, that it created what I would call a collective memory.
And Vice President Pence reminded the crowd at the Kennedy Space Center of President Trump's determination to put Americans back on the moon by 2024. I'm Ben Thomas.
Immigration advocacy groups and others continue to warn about ICE enforcement efforts. More from AP's Julie Walker.
A message on the Facebook page of the Sunset Park Latino Democrats reads, "We're watching the streets again here, and if you see something, send a message and don't open the door." The group's president, Claudia Galicia, says their ICE Watch page is just one way of alerting neighbors.
If they saw anything, they text us right away, and then we put it on our webpage where 120,000 people views whatever we post.
The group also hands out flyers in various languages, letting people know what their rights are if ICE shows up at their door. Julie Walker, New York.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA 1. Let's keep it moving. The best music.
now.